And when you come to Jesus, he took that list of sins and he nailed them to his cross and canceled them out. Now then, at this point right here, the enemy has no legal claim to you whatsoever. That list of code that was against you, which the law was what told us what we shouldn't do, and we had broken that law all over the place. And so every time we broke the law, I mean, it's just like if you go out here today and you get out there on the freeway speed limit out there is 65. Well, if you start to Fort Worth and you say, well, I'm not going to obey the law. I'm going to drive 85 or 70, 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then a police officer stops you. I guarantee if you're driving down the road and if you drive very much above the speed limit, just once in a while, say you said, well, I'll drive 70. It's 65, but I'll drive 70. And if today you're driving 65 and you got your cruise control set on 65 and you come over a hill and you see a police officer, what is the first thing you do? Step on the brake. You ain't breaking the law. Why'd you step on the brake? Because you break the law so often, you're so used to it that you think you're still breaking the law this time. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I mean, I see people all the time. I'm driving down the road 65 miles an hour, my cruise control set. Man, some guy comes whooping around me, you know, driving 75. He comes up and gets in front of me, and all of a sudden we come over the hill, and there's a police officer. Man, them stoplights come on, and I have to hit mine, and all of a sudden he's driving 50. And then, well, I pull out and go around him. I thought, what's wrong with you? The speed limit's 65. Why'd he slow down to 50? You know why? He's guilty, that's why. He knows he broke the law. He's guilty, and we know that. Let's say that we'd broken that law over and over. Every day you drove to work at 70, 80 miles an hour, and you didn't get a ticket. But every day, it's being nailed up there. You broke the law today. You broke the law today. You broke the law today. And by the first thing you know, you got a list this long. Wow. And many people have that list. But when Jesus saved you, when you got saved, that list, he took it down and nailed it on his cross. And he said, I realize you broke all these rules, but I'm going to pay the price for you. You can't pay it. If they were to stop you now and catch you for everything you've done, you wouldn't have enough money in the bank to pay all these tickets. So I'm going to pay for it. I didn't break the law, but I'm going to pay for it. And that's what he done. He said, now then, I'm going to circumcise your heart. I'm going to take that evil desire away from you. Now I want you to walk holy in obedience to my word. And there's not hardly a Christian alive today that obeys God. Why? Guess we just don't know. Don't you reckon? I guess we just don't know. He canceled the record that contained the charges against us. He took it and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. Boy, that's good news for me right there. That was good news. Verse 15 and 16. In this way, God disarmed the evil rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross of Christ. Now then, since he canceled all the sins, everything that was written against you, now then, if somebody comes along and pays all of your tickets and takes all that for you, does the police officer have any legal right to stop you now? Not at all. I mean, from this day forth, if you get out there on the road and it says the speed limit is 60 miles an hour, you drive 60 miles an hour, can he stop you? Nope. Not unless there's something else wrong. Not unless a blinker light's not working or something. But he's got to have a reason to stop you. He cannot stop you if you're driving 60 and the speed limit is 65. He has no legal right to stop you. So, you know, every once in a while, like the other day, I pulled up and I was going to Home Depot. And I'm going over the road up here, and I get to up to 377 to the light, and I stopped, and the light was red, but I stopped, and then I turned right. And when I turned, I realized there was a police officer right behind me. And, of course, he turned on his red lights, you know. Okay, I pulled off to the side of the road, and he gets out and comes up here and said, can I see your driver's license and your insurance? I said, just as soon as you tell me what I did wrong. He said, I'm the police officer. I said, but I'm a public citizen and I have a right. You have to tell me what I did wrong before I show you my driver's license and insurance. He said, okay, you have the right to know that your right turn signal on the rear is not working. I said, okay, I thought it was working, but if it's not, okay, that's supposed to work. So I've got my insurance out. I got my driver's license out. I handed them to him. I said, here's my driver's license, my insurance. He looked at them. He checked them. He went back and checked my record. He come back and said, well, you have no record of no kind. I said, I try to obey the law all the time, But I said, I can assure you, as soon as I get to Walmart, I'll buy me a bulb to put in that thing. When I come home, that bulb will be working. And I did, because when I got there, I checked it, and sure enough, it wasn't working. Now, see, I knew he had to have a legal right to stop me. He can't just stop me just because he wants to. He has to have a legal right. And so he had a legal right. But he says here that the Lord publicly, he shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross of Christ. So the devil, which is the police officer in the spirit world, that's what he is. When we don't sin, he has no legal claim to us. He cannot attack us. Now, every once in a while, he'll come by and try something just to see if he can deceive you. Did the devil do that in the Garden of Eden? Did he have legal claim to Eve? No. But did he come and lie to her? Did he deceive her? Yeah. She messed up. He's still doing the same thing with us today. That's why we need to learn who we are in Christ, and we need to be sure we got this book down pat so we don't have to go through this crazy stuff. So he says, don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or the Sabbath. In other words, somebody says, you know, you can't drive on the freeway out there. I said, sure I can drive on the freeway. I'm a taxpayer. Oh, no, no, you're not supposed to be out there. I was out there and I got stopped. I got a ticket. I said, how fast were you driving? Well, 75. Well, all I got to do is obey the law and drive 65, and then he can't touch me. But don't drive out there. If you drive out there, you'll get a ticket. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. Can I drink water without a problem? Can I smoke a cigarette? Can I? Am I free to smoke a cigarette? Yeah, I can if I want to. I'm free. Now then, if I smoke cigarettes, what could happen to my body? It could cause a problem. Now, I'll give you an example about a young man that came down here. And in fact, the young man that came, he had a stroke. And he got into unforgiveness towards somebody, did not realize that was going to bring a stroke on him. So when he repented, when he left here, he was walking by himself. But within a week, the boy was back to work. Well, he had a father-in-law that had been smoking for 30 years and had emphysema. So when the man came down, he said, my son-in-law has been telling me I need to come down here to see you. And so he said, I finally decided I'd come. So he said, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got emphysema. I said, how long have you had it? He said, 5 years. I said, how long have you smoked? He said, 30 years. I said, let's go back 5 years ago. Do you have any idea what you did 5 years ago that caused emphysema to come upon you? He said, I have no idea. I said, okay. I said, the next half, listen, maybe you'll find out. Well, the next half of the healing school, I went immediately to Proverbs 6:16 and said, there's 7 things God hates. And one of them is lying. I said, God said, I hate liars. Now, that's only one of the 7 things. But I said, if you lie, that'll bring sickness and disease to your body. After a period of time, he may not do it the first time or two, but it will bring sickness and disease to your body if you break that spiritual law. After the healing school's over, he came up and said, I'm ready to be prayed for. I said, what do you mean? He said, I found my sin. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you asked me how long I've been smoking. I said, 30 years. You asked me how long I'd had emphysema. I told you 5. You asked me what I did just before the thing came up on me. He said, my wife come to me and asked me sweetly to please quit smoking. And I promised her I would. He said, I lied. And he said, I got emphysema right after that. I said, so isn't it amazing how you smoked for 30 years and 25 of those years it didn't have any kind of an impact on your life until you broke a spiritual law to go with it. Now then you've got a physical law here of this stuff in your lungs, then you broke a spiritual law, and so God whacked you with emphysema. He said, man, I ain't never going to do that again. Isn't it amazing how knowledge of the Word will change your life forever? So he said, I repent. I'm going home. And I said, you're going to quit smoking? He said, well, I'm going to go home and tell my wife this time, I'm really going to quit smoking. I want to quit. I told him, he said, I had trouble doing it before. I told him, I said, well, Joel 2:32 will deliver you, and then you won't have no problem. And so we prayed Joel 2:32 over him, and he went home, and far as I know, the man's healed. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. You can eat or drink anything you want to if you do it right. or for celebrating certain holy days, or the new moon ceremonies, or the Sabbaths. Let's see what the next verse says. For these rules were only shadows of the real thing, which was Christ himself. Every one of these rules were looking forward to the coming of Christ. So don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on self-denial, and don't let anyone say you must worship angels, even though they say they have had visions about this. These people claim to be so humble, but their sinful minds have made them proud. That's just like whenever I was reading over in 1 and 2 Timothy here a while back, I was reading there and it was talking about all foods are clean. And it says all foods. And so I thought, well, I'll go and look that up in the Greek and everything and see what that says. And it says exactly what it says. All foods are clean. So that means under the old covenant, I wasn't supposed to eat shrimp. You know, under the old covenant, I wasn't supposed to eat pork. But if I walk in faith and walk in total obedience to God's word, I can eat a plate of shrimp once in a while with no problem. Now, I don't pig out on them every day, but I eat some when I want them. Because am I free in Christ? Can I eat a plate of shrimp if I want to? Sure I can. But now if I sat down and eat a plate this big, stacked up this high, that would be sin because it'd be gluttony, you know. I'm supposed to do everything in moderation. Well, can I eat catfish? Yeah, I'm free. Somebody said, but the old law says you ain't supposed to eat that kind of fish. Says you're not supposed to eat pork. Well, you know, wherever you are, that's okay. You know, as far as I can say, walking in faith for 71 years, it done pretty good. You know, I mean, no sickness, no disease the last 26 years. Hey, something's working. Y'all see where I'm coming from? If you find something that works that good, stay with it. I mean, my son here a while back, of course, he's a body trainer and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he's in perfect health. And he was talking about, he said, Dad, I had two old men come in for therapy. And I said, well, how old were they? He said, well, one of them was 60 and one was 62. I said, old men? I said, Dad, son, that ain't old. He said, Dad, I said, look, son, look at me. I'm 70 years old. He said, Dad, you know, you're 70 years old. But he said, you ain't old. But he said, let me tell you, them two guys, they're old. He said, those guys know they're old. All you got to do is listen to them. Oh, can't hardly. Oh, Tim, you reckon you can do anything for me? I'm so old. I don't know whether I can get around or not. He said, Dad, them guys are old.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.